This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to get my book, you like my smooth styling, my latest book, RacePimping.com is where you can get it. It will come autographed by me. Yeah, no. I don't get one of my midgets to do that. My Guatemalan midgets are only used for things that do not involve my signature. That's right. Listen, I always appreciate hearing from you folks. If you want to call the program, 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. 8255. If you want to be a part of what I do each and every day, you want to be on a team, you've got some spare time, you say, Kevin, we want to help out. Be part of our social media team. Become part of our Twitter team, Facebook, whatever. We can always use the help because, unfortunately, we don't have the money or I don't have all the resources in the world. We do what we do with a very... I mean, it's a Navy SEAL team that does what we do every day. And I think we do it as well as anybody. In fact, I think we do it better than most. I got a note from Jonathan. He's a patent attorney. And here's what he wrote. He says, a guy with a Harvard MBA applied to be our operations director. We had a meeting set for noon on Thursday. At 10:30, he emails and says he might be 10 to 15 minutes late for a 10:30 meeting. Around 12:15, my office reaches out to him. No response. He rolls into the office at 1 p.m. The receptionist buzzes me. I've got a 1 p.m. on one of my biggest cases, but I go out to the lobby because I just have to meet this dude. He says, I introduce myself and I say, so it's 1 p.m. What happened? His response was, I was in a meeting in Miami and couldn't get out of it. So Jonathan, who's writing this, says, well, I was a bit confused. So I ask, what does he mean? And he says, with a tremendous air of self-importance, yeah, I was meeting with a company that wants me to be their CEO and run the whole company. Jonathan says, I'm perfectly calm. I explain that I have a 1 p.m. on a big case. And I say something like, you know, you could have just emailed or called if you were going to be an hour late. And he says, the guy gets angry and says, I'm not going to have you lecture me. I'm here. So either you want to meet me or not. No, I don't, Jonathan said. And he says the guy was somewhat shocked. He stood there speechless for a couple of seconds. He says, I guess he's used to people fawning all over him because of his Harvard MBA. No matter how elite someone's credential or skill set, that person is a cancer in any business. Now, I tell you this story. It was written to me from a friend of mine. I mean, he's an acquaintance by way of the show. And he's telling me this because that's liberalism in a nutshell. It's for its own convenience. It doesn't care what's going on around it. The world revolves around it. So what? I have a 10:30. I was courteous enough to let you know that I might be 15 to 30 minutes late. That was it. If I'm later than that, look at the previous note. And oh, by the way, if I happen to be infringing upon your time where you've got to do something, deal with it. It's not my issue. I show up when I show up. I do what I do, and oh, by the way, I'm so wanted. Everybody wants me. And then, when they get the shock of their lives, when they find out, you know what, Copernicus, the world doesn't revolve around you. I don't need you. You're a cancer. Get the flunk out of my office. Then they're like, what, 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 what? Then they go back, and let me tell you, let me go ahead and solve this puzzle for you, okay? Solve this riddle. The guy didn't get the other job either. I don't know that for a fact. But I'm going to tell you, if you've got that type of an attitude, that type of an air about you, an air of importance, an air of, you know, of entitlement, I guarantee you, people sense it, and they don't like it. I've raised four sons, In every one of them, I give the same lecture. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care whatever you may have as an attribute. The biggest attribute that you will have in life is your attitude and the way people are going to view that attitude. So have a cheerful disposition. Have a pitch. I'm not telling you abuse yourself. If you don't want to do something, don't do it. Hey, Kev, can you help with this? No, man, I can't. I'm busy. I got to do something else. But when I can, I'm willing to pitch in. Give of yourself what you're willing to give. I think of it the same way with this show. You know, I could do so much to get back the 8 hours it takes for us to put this show on every day, 7 to 8. I could do so much. If I dedicated that time to my website, for example, I don't even know what our numbers would be. We get somewhere between 2 to 3 million hits a month. I can guarantee you it would be between 5 to 7. Because all I would do would be, I would be able to write and actually edit. People, Kevin, there's so many mistakes. Okay, thank you. Thank you for noticing. Did you get the gist of the piece? Yeah, okay, then be quiet. I don't have time to go back through. I'm going as fast as I can. I give a quick scan on an edit, and I'm done. That's how fast things move around here. But if I had time to go back and refine, pick exactly the right graphic, you know, tease it the article correctly, we could double our stats. I've done it before. There's a reason why I know I can tell you this. I'm not bragging, but I could do it. And there's so many other things we could do. I could dedicate myself to video. Start doing some really clever video stuff. Maybe we even make the radio show video. A lot of people are starting to do that. But we, you know, I'm dedicated to this. Because it's not about, you know, it's not an ego thing. It's about what I think is going to serve the public good the best right now. If we figure out a way to get a bigger audience, I mean, and we're certainly talking to people about that, you know, we're going to certainly investigate those things. And my feeling is radio will continue to be a big part of that because we're exploring that. But my point to all of it is I don't feel like I'm above you. I don't feel a sense of entitlement and you know, there's none of that here. We're ordinary people as fallible as you are. And we enjoy having you listening to the program. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Maybe we'll get into headlines next. I want to talk about Evergreen State College. That story just truly floors me in terms of what we're allowing kids to get away with today. Hillary Clinton, there was a piece written about her that says she's not a feminist. And it was written by a feminist. So I'd like to get into that if we can. We have some time. Russian narratives. Comey, is Comey even relevant? Until he testifies, I don't know how relevant he is, but he's about to be. Once that testimony comes, boy, aren't you kind of excited about the possibility of that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find us. I'm a fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics and a Fox News contributor, as well as a best-selling author and a speaker. I tell you this because I want to make sure that the new affiliates that are getting my show, the people know who I am. KevinJackson.us if you want to send us a note, or you can go to KJRadio.com if you want to reach us through the radio site. Lots of things going on in our world that are good things, and I'm glad to be able to share some of these things with you. Some of them come to fruition, some of them don't. That's just the nature of the beast. We don't get discouraged. We continue to do what we do. Anyway, housekeeping's done. I want to talk about headlines. You know, so we've had all kinds of Muslim attacks. There was an imam that talked about we had four Muslim attacks in a week. I've been talking to you guys about how things have escalated. Needless to say, the biggest one, the one that got the most attention, was Manchester, England. And I don't recall how many people were killed and injured, you know, the mayhem and all that. But they were killed at an Ariana Grande concert, and it was dozens more injured. And so Ariana Grande, who had tweeted or something, she had done a Hillary Clinton event saying Islam is love. And of course, ISIS probably has her picture up and, you know, lovingly with their goats and stuff, because they'd certainly like to get their hands on her. And I wonder if Ariana still believes Islam is love. We, of course, had all the celebrities coming out to wish the people well that had been bombed and, you know, that are now lives changed forever for dozens of them. Obviously, lives changed forever for the ones who died. Their loved ones are going to be impacted. Little girls being killed. If this were a Christian who'd done that, we would know every story of every little child who died. It would be like one of these PCA commercials, and we'd hear the arms of an angel being sung. In the arms of an angel. And they slowly run the pictures by, you know, the little girls. Maybe even show blast footage just to remind you of how heinous it is. And then some leftists would be collecting money on it. But they would be reminding us of how much devastation Dylan Roof or bombed Oklahoma? Timothy McVeigh. Look at all that they did. Woo! The people that they killed and all this. They would milk it. But because it's Muslims, hey, let's all hashtag feel good. Hashtag love, not hate. Whatever. Like, that's going to change ISIS's mind on anything. People believe that, you know, this was like Barack Obama. He believed if he sat down with you and he talked to you, he could convince you of anything. He felt like he was a Svengali. He would do the Vulcan mind meld on you. You go, I now love Barack Obama. I believe in his policies. You think you're going to change these goat humpers that in some way or fashion because you bring them to America and they have a plasma TV or an LED TV and, you pimp their ride? They're not going to change. It's an ideology that's practically in the DNA at this point. People are beginning to get it. The Polish prime minister, she gets it. I don't know if you guys saw that. Poland hasn't taken in any refugees. They want to give them 6,000. Poland's like, we're not taking any. And she's telling her parliament, you better not let them come in. Because that will be the beginning of the end. That's a woman who could have been president of the United States because she gets it. Anyway, Ariana Grande. Now she's going to do a concert. A benefit concert. And I'll ask you this. Do you really think Ariana cares? I mean, in her heart of hearts, outside of the publicity, outside of the political correct nature of what she's trying to do, do you really believe she cares? This is a girl that licked a donut in a donut shop. Then her boyfriend does it. And they didn't tell anybody, didn't buy the donuts, and didn't tell anybody they licked them. That's the type of girl who wants you to believe that she's going to put on a benefit concert and everybody's going to feel good. Oh, she's going to send all the money over there. No, she's not. She's going to get her cut. Then she's going to send whatever's there. And then she's going to pretend to the world that she gives a crap and that she really cares. All she cares about is her butts in the next seats at the next concert. That's what she cares about. Oh, man. I was looking at this story on Tesla. You should study Tesla. This is a guy who gave away, he got pilfered in his patents. He never sued anybody. He gave technology away that could have made him a millionaire, sold it on the cheap because he needed the money to develop stuff, and he died impoverished. One of the most brilliant minds of our time, the government and other big companies conspired against him because his ideas were so good that they couldn't let those ideas see the light of day. That's why Tesla died penniless. I mean, that's what we face, folks. When you want to do the right thing, when you have something to give to the country, when you say, this is my gift, you will get shut down when the establishment says, we don't want your gift. It's like a worker that goes to work hard at a union factory. And he gets in there, he's young and fresh and, you know, ready to conquer the world. He goes in with gusto. And the union guys slow him down and say, you're making us look bad. You're working too hard, too fast, too efficiently, too well. You need to slow down. Make some mistakes. Because that's how we are. The left wants you to succumb to that. They want you to believe the lie. Ariana Grande is not a good person. She may grow to be one, but she's not right now. She doesn't even know who she is. The only thing Ariana Grande can do is she can sing like a songbird, and that has made people go check her out from the moment she opened her mouth to the time she did her first concert, and it has gone on and on. She's like a professional athlete, coddled. Nobody even bothering to tell her right from wrong. Now publicists have taken over.
Concert.
Hey, Ariana, go do a concert in Kabul, Afghanistan. They just got bombed. One of the most vicious attacks in a while. Remnants of Obama, the man who was going to end all the wars, right? I thought that's what Obama was there for. He was going to save us from ourselves. That's what the mess that Donald Trump inherited. Have you heard Donald Trump talk about the mess he's inherited? He may have said it at the onset just to remind people that this was a real mess. And you know what Donald Trump has done? He's gone out and he said, we're going to make things happen, no matter what. We're going to secure our borders, make the nation safe. Then we're going to move on with policies that create jobs. We're going to create jobs even overseas. We're going to change the way people think about America. And he's gone out and he's done it. Donald Trump has effectively eradicated the scourge, the cancer of Obama, and he's done it in 4 months. The world sees leadership, and they're partnering. They're not capitulating. That's not the word. They're partnering with America again. That's what Donald Trump's been able to accomplish. On the domestic front, he's opened things up to business. Do you know there was $2 trillion worth of onerous legislation trapped around Barack Obama's stupid policies? That $2 trillion is going to go into the economy now. You have no idea, folks, what you're in for. And the world doesn't want you to have it. The Americans, leftists, don't want you to have it because they have a narrative set. They don't want this gift to the world, and that's what it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I've told you that we've created, well, not us, but the left have created a world that's uninhabitable. It spirals back in on itself. And there are enough examples every single day that, quite frankly, it's scary, but I'm not scared of it. But it should be scary for the world that we've allowed the things that happen daily to happen. Berkeley was a good example. But there are many little Berkeleys that happen every single day that nobody's talking about. The intimidation of professors, the students, that you will talk this way, think this way, act this way, look this way. And they claim, we're tolerant, but you will do things our way. And that always guising this help or this ideal in something that's completely sinister in its underbelly is what the left does. They talk of tolerance while being intolerant. They talk of fighting racism while being racist. They allow these things that are completely antithetical to themselves to occur, and we sit around going, well, that's just the way the left is. They're never challenged, rarely challenged. And so Evergreen State College is a perfect example of this. There's one day, and they'll talk about this in a, we have a clip of it. But they have one day where they appreciate, you know, black angst at a college, which, by the way, shouldn't even exist. You have a college that's not, it's not discriminating against blacks in any way. And they have a thing where, hey, we appreciate the fact that you had your struggles. Well, I'm tired of people appreciating the fact that we had struggles. It's a reminder of nothing. If it were a reminder that, hey, you guys overcame and you're amazing, and it was a celebration of blackness, that would be different. But it's not. It's a woe is me. You know, hear the lyrics to the old Negro spirituals. Let's all sing along. Swing low, sweet chariot. It's bothersome. If I did this to whites, or blacks did this to whites, you would be furious. You would be, stop doing that. We don't want that stupid day. But black people did it. So they decided to change the day at Evergreen State College, because what would happen is all the blacks could leave campus and go have their appreciation day somewhere. I don't know. At the club. But then they go, no. It's not fair to make the blacks leave. We're going to make all these whites leave. Why? Because, you know, moving 90% of the population off campus makes more sense than letting the 10%, I don't even know what the population of that campus is, black or white, because I wouldn't even care. It's like when I went to SMU. I know that blacks were a very small part of the student body. I didn't give a crap. Kevin, you're not going to see many of your brothers and sisters. Well, how so? I see them every day. Yeah, their skin may be a little bit lighter than mine, but they're my brothers and sisters. Why would you separate me from them? That's the way you divide? Yeah, this is ridiculous. The only division on our campus was, what school are you in? Oh, I'm in the School of the Arts, Kevin. Or, I'm in the business school. Well, I'm in the engineering school. Ah, okay. You told me what your degree was. I go to Perkins. I go to Meadows. Whatever. That's what it told me. It didn't tell me, oh, you're from Frou-Frou. You're from this or that. You know, I'm an athlete. What sport are you playing? I'm lacrosse. I'm swimming. I'm diving. You know, what are you here? I'm on an athletic scholarship. What's your next question? Are you black? The next question is, what sport? Tennis, golf. We had amazing sports at SMU. Anyway, the student body of Evergreen State College, and most of these colleges, they live in a state of perpetual rage. And in the case of Evergreen, they want to ban these white people from campus, get off the campus. This year, we're going to do it differently. Professors have been going, okay, fine, you have a day where all the black people leave and we won't have black people in our classes. So big deal. They don't care. They teach who's in front of them. And as a black kid, if I were a parent of one of these kids, I'd say, look, I paid for all your education. I didn't pay for you to miss any days. So you're going to go to school. But, Dad, I want to go with the black people. Blah, blah, blah. Well, then fine. You do that, and I won't pay for your college. And I won't buy your car. And I won't do the things that that I've taught you. I'm not going to get you things to reward you for bad behavior. So if you want to be a man, you want to be a girl, a woman, go do your thing. But I didn't raise you to see color. By the way, I thought that's what liberals said. Liberals talk all the time. We don't see color. Really? Then why is it every time I turn around, there's some exclusionary event that's got black people in it?
We're excluding you from this. Yeah, you can't come to this because you're black.
Blatant discrimination, folks. And a video surfaced about these kids, and they got mad about it. They talked about racist white teachers and white butt administrators. They use a different word. And then they broke into a tyrannical black power chant. And the hypocrisy is, folks, students oppose their white racist teachers, but see nothing wrong about wanting to ban all whites from campus on the day that they get it. See, racism only works one way. It's unidirectional. I tell white folks this all the time. Until you start fighting back, you are headed for disaster. You may not be slaves, but you're already being treated lower than slaves. Black people take pride, the liberals, leftists, they get a sense of bully emotion, power over making you squirm. They love it. Students don't apologize for their extreme behavior. They don't regret the vulgar language, the menacing gestures they use towards whites on campuses all around this country. In the case of Evergreen State College, they double down. They demanded that nobody hold them accountable for their views. They're fuming because this video showcased them in all their glory. They claim that it was theft. That somebody took this video of them. This is what the College Fix reported. We demand that the video created for the day of absence and the day of presence that was stolen by white supremacists and edited to expose and ridicule the students and staff be taken down by the administration by this Friday. They want the video taken down. Like you can do that. Let me explain something to you, kiddos. That video is out there for good, forever. And when I say for good, it's for good because it's going to show people just how crazy you are. Private individual shot that footage while these leftist snowflakes protested in a public venue. And what's funny about this is that they're doing it all so openly. I mean, not funny. Ha ha. Funny. Like, seriously? They openly express vitriol, hatred of whites on the one day. It's almost like, what's that show? The Purge. You get one day to just air it all out. Then what? You come back and all the professors are like, hey, Shaniqua, Jaquan, how y'all doing today? Oh, we good, professor. After you call them the white devil and white supremacist the day before, everything's cool the next day? Oh, man. They said all kinds of stuff, folks. If you watch the video, we post the video. F the police, F you, and F the police. Whiteness is the most violent effing system to ever breathe. I'm tired of white people talking about what brown and black people need. These are just a few. These white butt faculty members, they said something else, need to be holding him and all these people accountable, pointing to white people, pointing to the professor. Here's a video from Tucker Carlson interviewing one of the professors. I apologize. I meant audio, first of all, and my producer says it's about a 3-minute audio clip, so we don't have time to go through it because it'll take too long, so I'll play it in the next segment. But it's amazing to me what this man went through. And here's what was funny. As I watched the video, I said to myself, academia's got to be shaking in its boots. It's created this monster. It's created these people that no longer follow Alinsky's rules against the right, but follow, you know, have these Alinsky-esque rules that essentially are against them now. They're not immune to it. You can't say, I'm a white leftist and I'm down with the cause, because when somebody black sees you and sees your white skin, they aren't going to try to figure out what political persuasion you are. The only safety that white folks are going to have is the notion that we will fight back. I tell my friends all the time, they're so used to, I shouldn't say that, I don't tell my friends, I tell black folks who may be acquaintances or whatever, I have black friends but not leftists, I tell them all the time, if you think white people are going to roll over and you're just going to go run roughshod over them, you live in the city. You live around snowflakes. The white folks I know, they have no fear of you. Zero. It's like my white friends in the martial arts. I'd have black dudes, man, I'm a brother. I'm like, dude, I don't care how black you are. That white boy is going to whoop your head. You mess with him and you're going to rue the day you did it. I know, I fight with him every day. And they talk smack. And believe me when I tell you, I've seen these, my white friends are like, I don't give a crap about you. I don't give a crap about all five of you. I've got a couple of friends that listen to this program that are martial artists, and they don't care who's in front of them. You'll get a butt whooping.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, My colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas Seed Oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. It's Kevin Jackson Show, talking about the situation that happened at Evergreen State College in the Washington area, I believe. And these types of examples that we highlight showcase how crazy it is in Wackademia and why you need to be fighting back. Don't just assume that, you know, sending your kid to college is the right thing to do. Look at all these, look, folks, it would be different if it was one isolated case once a month, once every 3 months. These cases happen practically every day. They're like terror attacks. In the 70s, you had Kent State. You know, you maybe had one or two in the 80s. Then you had four or five in the 90s. And now, practically every week, there's some affront. Every day, to be honest with you, there's some affront on a college campus. It's rampant. I don't know how much dot connecting I can do for you here. I want to play the clip. We were going to play this last segment, but we ran out of time. This is Tucker Carlson interviewing Weinstein. I forget his first name, but he's the professor who said, I'm not leaving campus. He goes, he's like, that's, it's racially, you know, it's a racist thing for you to want white people to leave campus anyway. You can tell he's frustrated with the idea. Look, I'm here to teach. I'm not here to be involved. And I'm just telling you, from his name, I think it's like Seth Weinstein. Hey, he's a Jewish guy. He's teaching at a college. I can probably tell you he's not one of these right-wing nut bags of what they say in college. He's a guy that's going, look, I get it. I get the cause, but I'm not going to go for it. But here's a clip.
Consider Evergreen State College in Washington and Olympia. Every year the school holds a day in absence. In years past, non-white students symbolically left campus and attended anti-racism events. This year, student activists demanded that all white people leave campus or else. Brett Weinstein refused. He's a professor at Evergreen State, and he called the race-based demand, quote, a show of force and an act of oppression. In response to that, here's what happened.
This is not about you.
I'm talking, this is all about him.
On terms of white privilege. This is not a discussion. You have lost that one.
You said some racist
I did not, guys. I did not.
It's not telling people how much useless you're useless. Get the
History could pivot in the direction of the values that you are standing here for.
Yeah, resign.
What?
Resign.
Wow. Professor Brett Weinstein joins us now. Professor, first of all, thank you for coming on. That looks like something, you know, out of Phnom Penh 1975. Was that, I mean, what exactly was going on there? What happened?
Well, what happened is that 50 or so students decided to disrupt the class that I was holding that morning and demand my resignation.
Because you wouldn't leave campus because you're white?
Well, they imagine that I am a racist and that I am teaching racism in the classroom. And that has caused them to imagine that I have no right to speak, that I'm harming students by the very act of teaching them.
What happened after the video cut out?
Well, that's an interesting story. The campus police apparently showed up outside of the classroom. The protesters then blocked their entrance. I did not call the police. Someone else called the police, and they were concerned for my safety. But when they tried to come into the building to make sure that I was okay, the protesters blocked them. And because the issue of policing is so sensitive at the moment, the police had to run around and find another entrance to the building to get inside and check with me. At the point they did that, the protesters moved on and corralled the president of the college at his office. They extracted some demands from him. Among the demands was that there would be a meeting. Well, actually, demands is perhaps the wrong word. A concession, that there would be a meeting at 4 o'clock in a large room on top of our library building. So that meeting took place at the end of the day, and believe it or not, it was far crazier than the video that you just showed.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 50 students disrupted Brett Weinstein, professor's class. What do you think his class was in? Do you think it was in, like, some social science or whatever? You know, sociology, race relations, religious studies, whatever. If I had you guess, what would you think? You guys want to guess? Let me just save. I want to save the suspense. He's a biology teacher. He teaches biology. the guy gets paid. He comes to work. He says, here's the way biology works in a frog, in a dog, in a squirrel, in a human. Here's how you should look at biology, blah, blah, blah. That's it. He's not making any political statements. Here's your biology. They disrupt his class. They call him a racist. They say he's teaching racism. He has no right to speak. That's what he's saying. They told me I have no right to speak. Campus police blocked from, you know, even getting to him had he needed their support. That should tell you all you need to know about college campuses. 50 students. By the way, any one of these students, they're silent on their own. If they don't have a mob, these suckers are silent. I'm going to tell you right now, the next time I speak at a college or university, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to say, you're all a bunch of chumps. If without your mob, you are nothing. You're so insignificant, nobody cares. And I'll back the statement up. Because I'll tell you this. If any one of you individually wants to confront me, verbally or physically, I will step off this podium and we can do it right here. Give any one of you the chance. Get your biggest football player. Get the baddest guy on campus. I will confront them right before your very eyes, and I will prove to you that you're all a bunch of pansies. Any takers? That's what I'm going to say. And then I'm going to wait, and I'm going to go exactly as I thought. But as a mob, you're bad to the bone, man. You get 50 of you, you think you've got people outnumbered, and you're bad, but you have to sit in your own thoughts, and you're nothing. You're less than nothing. And that's what bothers you. The only time you can be affected, the only time you can feel like you're part of something is when you're with a mob. When you're by yourself in your own thoughts, you know exactly who you are. You are a coward. You won't stand up to anything. You see what's going on around here that's wrong. White kids protesting for black. You think you're better than black people. That's your problem. Oh, you think you're helping. I don't believe that, Kevin. That's not true. Yes, it is. You think you're better than blacks. Shame on you. And black people that allow it, you're inferior. You're so ashamed to say, hey, white people, I don't need your help. What are you talking about? Go mind your business. I'm a human being. You're inferior and you're scared. You're a coward. So you let them buy into this nonsense because you think it's going to get you paid. It may get you paid today. But you're penny wise and pound foolish. That's what I tell them. Yeah, I'd love to speak on these college campuses and challenge these kids to be something different. Wall Street Journal had Professor Weinstein explain this thing to him. And he says, the mob came for me. And he says, you could be next. He's talking to other professors. He's going, you could be next. A guy by the name of Jonathan Haidt, he outlined this thing called the blasphemy case against Brett Weinstein, and it's four lessons for professors. And he's talking about accounts of these types of stories around at Yale, at Duke, and now at Evergreen, and he drew four conclusions. He says there, these are the lessons you can draw from these events. One, never object to diversity policy publicly. It's no longer permitted. You may voice concerns in a private conversation, but if you do it in a public way, you're inviting a visit from a mob or punishment from an administrator. This is another professor saying this. Two, don't assume that being politically progressive will protect you, as Weinstein and the Christicus has found out. Whatever your politics, you are eventually going to say or do something that will be interpreted incorrectly or ungenerously. Your intentions don't matter, as Dean Spellman found out at CMC. This is especially true if a university offers students training in the detection of microaggressions. Next, three, if a mob comes for you, there's a good chance that the president of your university will side with the mob, validate its narrative, as the presidents at Yale and Evergreen have done, although the presidents at Middlebury and Claremont McKenna did not. They did the same thing at University of Missouri. Guess who got let go? The chancellor and the number one and number two guys. Number four, if a mob comes for you, the great majority of its members will be nonviolent. However, given the new standard operating procedure, which I described in a recent Chronicle article titled Intimidation is the New Normal, you must assume that one or more of its members is willing to use violence against you, and you can assume that many members of the mob believe that violence against you is morally justifiable. That's what a leftist is writing about his own people. Folks, you're watching an implosion of the left. You should embrace it. Be happy. I'm glad these things are coming out. The left needs to understand who they are so they can start fixing themselves.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.